Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
How important is it to be unified? How important is to be focused on the ways and the things of God? We're talking about seeking God. We're talking about, you know, right recently here now, folks that didn't seek God. But what if you had a single focus of being unified in the things of the Lord? And Matthew 12:25 says that Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand. Mm. Let me tell you something. If you don't have unity, it's not going to stand. And you can't have unity for unity's sake. I mean, what are you unifying over? I mean, Jesus said, listen, this is important statements. He said, look, a kingdom divided against itself. That's a family divided against itself, a marriage divided against itself, a city divided against a country, a nation, a company, a business. You could be divided from your own self.
Yeah.
You have conflicting things going on inside of you. I think Romans 7 helps us out with that. Mm-hmm. But you want to be unified. And you don't want to allow a spirit of division to come on in.
Right.
Because this is one of the tools of the enemies. It's divide and conquer. You know, he comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. Satan doesn't have any unique power of its own. It's everything is based off of trickery and deception and lies and it's a web of deceit. It's constant. And if he can get you to doubt each other's love, if he can get you to doubt one another, it's talking about the kingdom of God, we're talking about the church, the people of God. This is not good. We can't be ignorant of the enemy's devices. And we have to be constantly watching what's being sowed in our heart. Isn't that good?
That's very good.
How important is that in a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
In the church amongst believers, in a family, in a group. You know, and the enemy tries to use so many things at his disposal. You know, someone get offended.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, the spirit of offense, you're closed up. You're, you know, oh, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah, right.
You know, the pride is so blinding, causes you to shut everything down, and you can't see anymore. Your humility is you go first. But pride is so blinding, has this spirit of jealousy,
mm-hmm.
spirit of envy. It's like, where did this creep in at? It's an attack.
Mm-hmm.
It's an attack to be divided. And listen, if your house is divided, if your church is divided, if you're divided and you're, how are we going to move forward?
Mm-hmm.
It's a complete crushing. And how we can arm ourselves, how we can be prepared is one, to be watchful when these things are happening, when we see these subtle movements, but also to position ourselves to move in love and forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about offense before, but offense has a way of separating yourself, you know, from the person that's either offended us, or there's a perceived offense. Mm-hmm. And so that begins to bring a wedge. I believe even the name devil means one who brings in one who is a wedge.
Right. Comes in and divides.
Comes into divide. And a good focal point is Colossians 3:12 says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves. Put on, clothe yourselves with compassion, with kindness, with humility, gentleness, mm-hmm. and patience. And then it goes on to say, bear with each other. Listen, if you're in a relationship, something, you just got to, you know, you got to bear. You got to carry that burden. You got to carry each other's burden. That way fulfill the law of Christ. You got to put up with some things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can't be so quick and throw the towel in and just jump on that. Wait a minute. It says, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
Mm-hmm.
And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the ways that we can guard ourselves from just division and being divided,
mm-hmm.
you know, we talked about the nation that's, you know, people are putting petitions in to secede from the country. It's like, wait a minute. We got to start looking at ways that we can start to begin to forgive,
mm-hmm.
ways that we can bear with each other, ways that we can forgive as the Lord's forgiven us, and how we can move in a place of love.
Right.
I mean, have you ever been a part of, you know, it's sad to say, it's common, but, you know, a sports team that's divided against each other and everyone's looking out to be the star of the team. Let me tell you something. They're not going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's probably one of the toughest challenges that a coach has, you know, when you're coaching a team,
right.
is to get them to remember that they are a unit.
Right.
The letter I does not exist in the word team.
Mm-mm.
This is not about hot shots or someone getting their moment or someone better, but it's about everyone performing and functioning as one cohesive group with the one goal,
right.
and that's to play your heart out and produce a win.
Absolutely.
Well, you have sometimes some interesting egos on a team, and they're just thinking about self, their individual mm-hmm. stats, their individual numbers, and what they look like,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to what's better for the team.
Right.
You know, I mean, John Baptist said, "I must decrease so that God can increase."
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you're looking for unity, you may have to decrease. You may have to pull yourself back in a given situation and prefer your brother, prefer your sister. You know, always, I like to say that, you know, the Lord reminds me, we can always win if we always remain in the posture of humility and love. I mean, just sow love.
Mm-hmm.
So love. No matter what happens, if you take the position of humility, if you take the position of love, you know, whatever you've done to the least of these,
mm-hmm.
you've done unto me, you know, you're doing it unto Jesus.
Right.
And that way you can walk out victorious. And it's amazing. Once you sow and plant love in a situation, in a relationship, it's amazing how things come back full circle.
Mm-hmm.
And so very, very important about guarding ourselves
right.
in that area. We want to keep unity in the faith.
That's good.
Very, very, very important. Matthew 12. No house divided can actually stand. Can't stand. You must remain unified.
That's right.
And base your unity around love and forgiveness.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.